Looks like Punxsutawney Phil, the prognosticating groundhog, got it right, because winter hasn't let up yet. But the snow, I mean show, and the weekend must go on. You'll find inspiration for spring adventures at the Atlantic City Boat Show. It's at the Atlantic City Convention Center going through Sunday. For a modest ticket price, you can head in to check out million-dollar Viking yachts or maybe just a modest kayak. Either way, there'll be plenty of vendors willing to showcase their wares, whatever your credit limit. Sand sculptor John Gowdy will be there too. We'll have all the details on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. You can buy your own flowers, but why should you have to? Get someone to take you to the Philadelphia Flower Show, which starts on Saturday. This year's theme is Rooted: Origins of American Gardening. Although the show celebrates the semi-quincentennial with lavish estate gardens, the idea is to encourage people to grow things regardless of space constraints. Several guests, including longtime Oscar florist Tu Bloom, will help attendees do just that. The show goes through March 8th. The weather got you feeling a little blue. Well, that's how the Blue Man Group feels all the time, but in their case, it's a good thing. The Indigo Trio heads to the Miller Theater on their North American tour. We're still trying to figure out, are they performance artists, theater kids, rock stars? Well, how about a combination of all three? We'll go with that. The Blue Man Group is here through Sunday. From men in blue to men in tights. No, we're not talking superheroes, we're talking dancers. The Alvin Ailey Dance Company starts a four-show run at the Academy of Music on Friday night. It's celebrating its first season under the direction of former Ailey dancer Alicia Graf Mack. But no worries, classic works like Revelations and Song of the Anchorite are still part of the repertoire. The shows go through Sunday. Playwright Edward Albee's Tony-winning play, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, is his best known, but he also won three Pulitzers for his work. One of those winners is A Delicate Balance, opening this week at the Walnut Street Theater. When a couple is surprised by their longtime friends who are running away from something unknown, chaos ensues. The play goes through March 29th.
What to feed the broken land? A melody played by hand.
Kurt Elling, the Chicago-born two-time Grammy winner, heads to the Kimmel Center on Friday night with pianist Christian Sands on his Wildflowers tour. The man the New York Times deemed the preeminent jazz vocalist of the era is doing these stripped-down shows to highlight improvisation and collaboration on a smaller scale. He's performing tracks from his Wildflowers 3 release. The show starts at 7:30. Saturday, there's a Philly Beer Fest. Actually, there are two. There's the German Society's Philly Beer Fest, spelled B-I-E-R, that's mostly sold out, although they may release some tickets closer to the date. And there's the Philly Beer Fest at the 23rd Street Armory. That has two time options, 1 to 4 and 6 to 9. VIP tickets mean you can get in early. Just don't buy tickets to one and show up at the other. Make sure you bought the ticket to the right beer fest. The Indigo Ball is here, and that means you can support a good cause while having a good time. This is the 50th anniversary of the William Wade Community Center, which has served the LGBT plus community for all these years.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, don't say it cause I know I'm cute. Oh, baby. Louis down to my drawers, LV all on my shoes. Oh, baby. I be dripping so much sauce, got a bin looking like bread goo. Oh, baby. Lit up like a crystal ball, that's cool, baby, so is you. That's how I roll. If I'm
shining. This is their annual fundraiser, which helps keep the programs up and running. The ball takes place at the Arts Ballroom on Locust Street on Saturday night. Doors open at 5:30.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. We enjoy the weekend because that's the time when we can choose our experience. If you missed anything or want more details, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. That's where you'll find out where 90s hitmaker Montel Jordan will be this weekend. Yep, he's in town. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone. 'Cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, they